This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, we're live 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Daryl.
You know, we're not here, like the three of us here 7 nights a week, but there is somebody on Free Talk
There's
Live.
Generally one of the three of us in studio. If it's not one of the three of us, something majorly wrong has happened.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty disastrous if one of the three of us at least is not on the air. So you can call in, talk about whatever you want, 855-450-3733. We've talked anywhere from Elon Musk to giving birth to Neanderthal babies, so it's up to you. Let's go to the phones, go to the fun. It's got Paul in Arizona calling in from KTOX. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, you're working way too much, and plus what you always have to have one person there and hide the other two just in case they come again. Anyway,
that's right. We have somebody here in case they drag two of us off to jail.
Exactly. One's a lookout.
All right. Anyway, so I got out here and I came out here to take care of my pops. About every country mile, there's at least a windmill, at least one wind generator. So I'm back on the power thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, well, and my dad sits me down and he goes, well, you know what, boy? He goes, this pops me about 77. He goes, you know what, boy? Here's the deal. The carbon print on these things, by the time they get done stamping them out, mining the copper for the windings, the foundry on all this for the tower and everything, and you guys could either, yeah, I want you to confirm this or debunk this for me because this really hurts my feelings. And he goes, if it wasn't for the government subsidy money, they would never pay for themselves.
Right.
I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that it's the government subsidies that makes it viable. Now, the question is, let's look at the best example, to my mind, of government subsidies working. The best example to me is NPR, public television, that sort of thing. So at one point, the government put a lot more money into PBS and NPR than they do now. Now their budgets are somewhere between 8 and 15% government money, and the rest of it's corporate and donor money. And so they basically, they could pull their funding and it would give these organizations even more of an opportunity to raise money because they'd say, our government funding's been taken.
I've said numerous times that if FedGov stopped giving money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, I would become a monthly donor to PBS. And I don't even have a television.
What happened to Jerry Lewis raising money?
Yeah, Jerry Lewis did a good job for his telethon. Now, multiple sclerosis, was that it?
Yeah.
And so there's a good example of an organization that's been able to come from government subsidy to the free market or close to it. And they could if they wanted to. So the idea is that these alternative energy things like windmills and power, I got to say, windmills and solar electricity work. I know they work because I bought a 35-foot catamaran for my family to sort of sail around on, and we get our power and our wind from either the diesel engine when it's running,
sure,
which charges up the batteries, mm-hmm, and if not, the windmill or the solar power, they're constantly working, and they're topping
the stuff off. Or the Lord's wind.
Right. So does work, but you got to watch your consumption to some extent. I think that if everything goes as planned, these subsidies will catapult them into competition. But maybe not.
Okay, one quick thing, guys. I'll take this off the air. What do you think the carbon footprint on sending 4,500 satellites up is going to be?
I don't know. All that liquid fuel and all those rockets, it couldn't be a big deal.
Satellites don't have feet.
I think they can launch them from Al Gore's private jet.
That's right.
That's what it'll be.
That thing runs on what? Methane from cow poop? I don't know what that...
Methane from Al Gore, as far as I'm concerned.
So I've got a Prius plug-in. That makes me sound like somebody who's very interested in carbon footprints. I'm not. I don't propose to know what the carbon footprint is of whatever, and I've got an 11-acre farm that's covered in trees, so I'm reasonably certain that I'm covered as far as the carbon footprint thing goes. So I just don't think about it at all. The reason that I have a Prius plug-in was, and remember, I bought, this is a 2012 Prius plug-in. This is not the newest thing in, in battery cars. The Volt, I believe, was brand new that year, and there was no way I was getting a brand new, you know, the first year of a first model year of something that was coming out. I don't do that. Priuses have been around for a long time, and a Prius with a lithium battery wasn't that big of a step. The reason I got it was they kill little Middle Eastern kids over oil, and they don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
And all I wanted to do was lower the amount of fuel that I'm intaking so that I could say, look, I'm using the amount of the percentage. I've cut down the percentage of fuel that we take in from Middle Eastern countries. So you don't fight this war in my name.
Yeah. And I think that's a good reason. I'm just.
It's ideological. It's not practical. Go ahead.
Yeah. And I don't fault anybody for whatever reason they choose whatever product. I just. Number one, I hate when we deify technologies or technologists just because it happens to fit a particular political goal. And I'm really tired of everyone on this planet, it seems, neglecting science or anything else when we get told that, you know, wind, for example, wind power is, you know, it's such a boon to the economy or to the to our environment when there are lots of problems with wind power. I mean, they kill birds, as this gentleman talked about. I remember...
they don't kill birds like domestic cats kill birds. You want to save birds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, keep Fluffy indoors. I don't care what windmills do to birds.
Well, and there's two different types of wind turbines, and most people only think of the one kind. They only think of the thing with the big giant blade
300-foot blade
that spins around. There's also what they call the vertical stabilizer.
Oh yeah.
So you know, like you have a big flagpole that has spinny things on it. And then you don't lose any of the energy in the bend.
I'm going to speak about where I came from, and I came from Eastern Oregon. And when I drive back there now, it used to be wide open prairie, high desert. And now when you drive back, it is literally thousands and thousands of windmills for hundreds of miles. And that's it. I can tell you that a lot of my friends that growing up were farmers.
Wind farmers.
They're wind farmers. They still got their fields, and everybody complains about what it did to the view. But they got paid handsomely for all that stuff.
Sure.
And all those windmills.
They still do, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
If you want to talk about the actual impact to the environment, look at all of the trees that have to be cut down to then wind up building these giant windmills.
Oh, not where I'm from. The biggest tree is like 20 feet high, and that's going to be a little juniper out in the middle of nowhere. Again, high desert. It's a good area because there is lots of wind. But, yeah, you're looking at billions of dollars worth of windmills. All that came from China because that's the only place they can be. These big generators can be efficiently built. And then, again, we have these huge government subsidies so that government can then turn around and say, look at the miracle of what we're doing with wind power. It's like the same thing. And bear in mind that these things sit 40 miles away from a giant hydroelectric dam. You know, it just happens to be where it's windy. And you look at the cost of one producing the power in that giant hydroelectric dam compared to the billions and billions of dollars in windmills that can't compete against even that.
My favorite is the many states have deregulated energy, the sales of energy. So any old company can sell you the same electric that you were getting previously.
Right.
And now there's, you know, these companies out there that are saying, buy green electricity. It'll charge you a little bit more,
right.
But they call it green electricity when you do it. And as though electricity is color. And what they're doing is they're claiming sort of they're touting the green sort of ecological energy that's being put on the grid, but there's no way to separate this stuff out.
Of course,
you know,
not.
No lineman climbs up there and puts the green power line to your house, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, what this does is they're taking the extra fees you get, they're dropping it into the subsidization or, you know, that might not be the right word, but the incentivization of green power. You're not getting any different electricity.
No.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live.
Talk Live.
855-450-3733. We're talking about alternative energy here on Free Talk Live. People are calling in. I'm not going to call myself an alternative energy expert by any stretch of the imagination. There are lots of people that should be talking about this besides me. But I'm the one with a nationally syndicated radio program on 150-plus radio stations across the country, so you can call in and talk to people about alternative energy if that's what you wish to do. It's Mark with you.
Chris.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones here. Actually, real quick, I want to mention FEE. So we've partnered with the Foundation for Economic Education, and the reason that they've specifically partnered with us, other than they support what we do and we support what they do, is a course that they've just brought out called Economics in One Day. And what Economics in One Day is it's a course that you can take inside of a few hours that will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on economics, entrepreneurship, these sorts of important issues that we should all know about that just makes other people look like a bunch of dummies. So if you go to fee.org/FTL, you can learn these concepts and the inspiring vision that the market economy brings and the challenges that government solutions face. And you can start today, no charge. fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. Laura, calling from Colorado, listening on GCN's website, GCNlive.com.
Hi, guys. Laura. How you doing?
All is well. What's on your mind?
Well, kind of wanted to throw in some information about the wind farm thing.
Okay.
Briefly, my husband and I bought 35 acres, 45 miles from the city, because we did not want to live in the city. We lived for 7.5 years right next to a huge power plant in the city. So we bought acreage, and my husband drives 100 miles a day round trip to go to work.
Phew.
Okay?
Yep.
We wanted to be out away from everything, out into the rural areas where, you know, people have cattle and sheep and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after we got on our property and got a house on there and whatnot, we got told that a wind farm was coming to my neighborhood.
How long did you have the property before you were informed about the wind farm?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So we had beautiful views of the Rocky Mountains directly to the west, including Pikes Peak, which is a 14,000-foot mountain.
Yep.
Beautiful.
I'm familiar with it.
Okay. There are people that pay money to have mountain views. They pay extra for their land so they can have mountain views.
Yep. View tax.
Yeah, I was going to say in taxes, too.
We now have 150 50-story tall wind turbines. The closest one is 3,000 feet from my bedroom window.
Wow.
3,000 feet. It's pretty close. So do you hear the whoop, 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 whoop?
Not so much that, okay, but the bright red flashing lights all night long, and right, there is no having people over, and there is no enjoying our yard, and there is no enjoying the stars.
What?
Because you've got bright red flashing lights strobing constantly.
Right.
That's why you can't enjoy the stars, but why can you not have guests
it's
over to your house?
It's just not beautiful anymore. It's hellish. It's like this bright red, and that it's kind of surrounding our property. It's to the north, to the west, and to the south.
Wow. You're right in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
So it was a 25,000-acre footprint, and the power did not go to anybody in our county. The power went to Xcel Energy in Denver. I started the El Paso County Property Rights Coalition.
How's that possible that power – wait a second. How is it possible that power would go all the way – you know, why would they take it so far away when the grid's right there? Why wouldn't they power the grid right there?
You're trying to use logic, Mark.
This is a business. Business is going to use logic. Go ahead, Laura.
Well, they could have taken the wind farm about 20 miles southeast of us, but they didn't want to pay for the extra transmission lines, even though the Public Utilities Commission said that they can pass that extra cost on to the customer. Xcel Energy in Denver is a huge globalist corporation.
Yep.
And so None of the people in my area benefited at all from this. In fact, the people of Denver are benefiting because their power bills have gone way up.
That's a benefit?
Way up?
Yeah, their
power
bills
way down?
Went... No, they went up. Always, whenever there's a wind farm, myself and a forensic engineer that's also an alternative energy engineer who's got customers all over the world, and two other people started a property rights coalition to try to keep the wind farm out of our area from destroying our property values.
So what does XO get out of this? Are they able to then resell this energy and say, we're selling green energy and I'm in Colorado, so I...
Yeah, and the thing is,
okay.
It was a $400 million tax subsidized project to build it.
Yeah, I know that there's huge government subsidies that go into this, and that's one of the, you know, that in and of itself to me is enough reason why, you know, it shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't be getting free money to do these sorts of things. No company should. But
well, and at this
the same
point,
time,
we're going to sell our home.
If I want to, I guess my question is, if I want to put up a windmill, should my neighbor be able to stop me, is the question that I would have. And I would say no, they shouldn't be. If I want to take my house off the grid as best I can or provide my own energy, I would think a neighbor shouldn't be able to say, oh, no, I don't like the way windmills look. Because there's always somebody who's not going to want something. My neighbor across the street didn't want me to cut down some trees for a pasture. And, you know, somebody's always got something to say about your particular property, but they don't have any. They're never going to whip out their checkbook and say, hey, I'm willing to help.
And it goes to a different level if they're, okay, we're going to come in and seize your land using eminent domain.
Yeah, eminent domain.
And now we're going to put windmills on it. But I agree with Mark that if it wasn't your property that they're placing it on, yes, you are impacted, but wouldn't you have the same rights to do what you want on your land? Isn't that part of the appeal
of moving out
into the country? Yeah.
But let me give you my take on it. I am 100% off grid. There is no power lines coming onto my property. Mm. We have a generator. We also have solar. Okay. What I do out here on my property with a few solar panels to power my house and my outbuildings has no negative impact on anyone whatsoever anywhere.
Sure.
Yep. You're a good neighbor.
So
you're the kind of neighbor I like.
I'm you know, and nothing that I do impacts my neighbors at all. And however, we've been negatively impacted. We're in our mid-50s. We bought this place thinking, okay, we're going to start an organic farm. It's going to be something we can have as an organic farm for our kids and our grandkids. And now we are going to leave. We're going to move and go to Idaho. We're so fed up with the entire... We weren't even allowed to come into court. We chose the public impact docket with our attorneys because we could prove there was some, we actually could prove there was bribery and all kinds of stuff. So there was a whole lot of investigation that went on. The county commissioners were bribed with $4 million. We had all of these facts and we chose what was called the public impact docket, which is supposed to guarantee you to get into court in 2 weeks. To show the judge your evidence and have a judge look into the situation. 5.5 months later, our attorneys that are basic land use attorneys, and most of the time they represent marijuana growers. They were the guys that we chose from Denver, and they were fabulous people. And
Laura, I feel you. And to quote the goose from Charlotte's Web, it's a dirty, dirty trick. Thank you for the call.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. We have been really all over the board this evening, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. You know, this is a real opportunity, because I can tell you that there are many, many, many people within the sounds of my voice that have thought to themselves, I need to get this message out. I have an important thing to say. Well, I've spent a decade and a half of my life building for you a radio platform on 150 plus radio stations across America so that you can get your message out. All you have to do is pick up the phone at 1-855-450-3733. Call in about it. Or you can use Skype. The username there is lrn.fm. And here on Free Talk Live, we haven't been able to do it on our own. We've partnered with great, besides the amplifiers, whom I'm going to tell you how to become one of here very shortly, we've got some great partners, and one of them is Freedom's Phoenix, and what it is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want to, like I do, have the newest, freshest stories and perspectives on current events and from those who value liberty, many science stories, space stories, that sort of thing. FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government, overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S. Phoenix. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know what? I just want to say that they're talking about the bullet train in California again. And I just want to say this show was
very important.
What is it,
the bullet train in California? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that that magnetic, suspended magnetic bullet train from California to San Francisco. And like you said,
San Francisco's in California.
Amazing. Yep.
Like Los Angeles to San Francisco.
Los Angeles to San Francisco. Go ahead.
So, but this show is amazing because I'm the one that talked about it a couple times on the show, and I'm talking about it again. So it's been resurrected. And so, which is good, because this show is very powerful, that it's, you know, that it brought this thing back up.
I'm not sure that we're responsible for the bullet train. I sincerely hope not.
No, I think Sarah is taking credit for the bullet train being resurrected.
Now, so here's my question. The bullet train, as it was proposed, as I saw the proposal like 2 years ago, wouldn't even run from the center of L.A. to the center of San Francisco. You would have to get on a train and go to the bullet train to get on the bullet train to go to a train station, get on a train that would then take you to San Francisco. And that seems a little hokey when you could just get on a plane and fly over there. Now, admittedly, you don't have to get you don't have that extra TSA stop off in East Germany for the blue glove love.
Right.
But nonetheless, I don't know if this thing's viable. Do you really want to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco and not have your car?
Well, the whole point of this is that the U.S. was behind times because they had these clean energy, low energy usage trains for decades in Japan and in Europe. So we're lagging behind everybody else's technology. And the people that are really fighting it is the oil companies, the same people that want to lay out the oil pipeline because they want to turn money for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, it just goes to show the evil of lobbyists, right? Like there's, you know, somebody who's, you know, that would be able to use their power to get this sort of thing stopped.
Not all lobbyists are evil, Mark.
Nope, not all
you're
lobbyists.
You're sitting in a room with one.
But the, you know, there's a lot of them that are. The only reason you're going in there is to fight fire with fire, my friend.
Yes.
And so I agree with you on that point, Sarah, but I've got to say that I've read a study, and there aren't very many public transportation systems. By public, I mean government-funded transportation systems that are viable financially, and none of them are trains.
And I guess
I disagree with you because the airplane that you're talking about is they consume petroleum oil, and
sure.
it puts out petroleum gas. Okay, and we're supposed to support that industry.
Well,
you know,
who's we?
We have rail runner here.
What do you mean
you know,
support?
But we're supposed to figure that's the only way to fly. If that's the only way to go is to
I don't think that either. But I think that if a train was meant to run from San Francisco to L.A., that a train would run from San Francisco to L.A. If there was a big market for this. This is the problem. Okay, let me tell you about the one that was in Florida, Sarah. Somebody put on the ballot in Florida, and it passed by 70-something percent. Let's have a super-fast choo-choo that runs from Tampa to Orlando to Miami. It doesn't sound like a great idea. Let's have a really fast train that runs there.
Was it a monorail?
Whatever it is, it's great because it's fast. It's got that long, thin shape in the front.
Ooh,
that's good.
Sexy.
And ultimately, what happened was about 3 or 4 years after they got it on the ballot, they ended up having to have another ballot to take it off because ultimately they spent tens of millions of dollars drawing plans up and eating donuts.
Right.
They never got anything done because a government program isn't designed to be competitive in the marketplace. It's designed to make work for people who wouldn't otherwise work.
Or to prop up a winner, program. Who they choose to win.
Yes.
So, Sarah, I want to go back in time a little bit, and I want to go back to like the 1950s. Going into the 1940s and 1950s, air travel wasn't big, and a lot of people still travel by train. That was
That's
a big
correct.
Deal. But
that was a big deal.
But then the airlines came, and we went from propeller-driven planes to jet planes, and we had companies like Boeing that were able to produce planes economically. And then suddenly, it wasn't economically feasible for people to travel so much by train. It became more feasible, and people preferred to travel by plane. And then it went on through the 60s and the 70s, and air travel gained in popularity all over the place. It became the preferred mode of transportation. And what happened? Then government had to step in to save the railroads. They had to nationalize our railroads just so they could keep something called Amtrak going, which has lost money every single year since its inception.
Yeah, I used Amtrak to go down to Washington, D.C., I think it was last year or the year before. I had a really great time, and I would use that for that trip every single time if it didn't cost more.
Right.
But it costs more money to take a government-subsidized choo-choo train
right.
On an eight-hour trip than it does to take a, I mean, it takes about 6 hours to go by plane because I have to, you know, go
stop.
To my house and then,
right.
you know, that you have to figure all legs of the trip in order to be fair, and the train is much closer to my house. But it's, I mean, it's just, it's more money, and I just can't afford more money. The airline companies aren't getting the subsidies like Amtrak is.
Exactly.
Sarah? And I pulled up some info on this, high-speed rail in California, and it would not be clean energy. It would be an electric-powered thing with magnets.
That's it, but that is a, but it uses very, very little electricity because it's suspended. It's actually levitated 1 inch. It has no
friction. There's less friction.
Sure. There's less friction, but you have to have electricity to cause the magnets to wind up separating from one another.
In many cases, the electricity is nuclear power, it's petroleum power, and in some cases, it's coal power. Probably not in California.
Yeah, but is that more? But what about airplanes just pumping out fumes and automobiles just pumping out fumes? That's way much more.
Well, I can tell you this. It depends on how many people are on the train versus how many people are on the plane. If a plane doesn't have enough people on it, in many cases, that baby won't fly.
Right.
They'll bump you to the next one a few hours later.
Well, the airlines now have gotten this down to almost a science to where they will only fly planes that are between like 85 to 100% capacity.
Right. There's I almost never see empty seats on planes anymore. But Sarah, take a look at some government transport. Next time you get on the bus, count the empty seats.
Right.
Not the full ones, count the empty ones and tell me as a percentage what the government funded transportation is all about.
It would be easier to count the number of people
right.
on the seat.
I was in L.A. in the middle of the day and counted and saw a bus that had three or four people on it. This stuff doesn't work. It doesn't work in most places. Thanks for the call, Sarah. New York City accepting, obviously. I mean, there's some of this stuff. Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. It's Mark with you.
Chris. And Daryl.
Yeah, we open up the phone lines, make it available to you. We might be able to squeeze you in if you give us a call at 855-450-3733.
And, you know, I'm personally glad that the election season is over, not just because of, you know, like all of the idiots running.
You think you're more glad than I am?
Probably.
Okay.
And,
your word for it.
You know, it has been an election season like no other, especially from a libertarian standpoint, because Gary Johnson wound up getting about three times as many votes as he did 4 years ago.
And that's more than any other libertarian candidate ever, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And if you exclude Gary's 2012 run, he got more votes this election than every other libertarian presidential candidate combined.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
you have to exclude his 2012
run. Yeah, but he's every other candidate combined.
Yes.
He got more votes this election than every other libertarian candidate combined.
Right. And some people are happy about that, and they say, you know, the Libertarian Party should continue having candidates that are going to water down the message. Other people say that we need to have libertarian candidates that actually understand the ideas of liberty.
Maybe they can have two.
Well, no, that's not how the party works. That's not how the bylaws operate. But Mark, you could get involved with the Libertarian Party and try to change that. You can go to the 2018 convention and try to change the bylaws. You can go to the 2020 convention and have a say in who the Libertarian Party nominates, but you have to be a member of the Libertarian Party. And Free Talk Live has actually negotiated a free Libertarian Party national membership for you, and all you have to do is claim it. Go to lp.org/FTL, and it's important that you use lowercase letters, lp.org/FTL, and sign up right now for your free Libertarian Party national membership, lp.org/FTL.
Is there some kind of programming problem that you can't use uppercase letters?
I was told it's case sensitive.
I've never heard that.
I haven't either.
I told you that two and a half weeks ago.
Look, I'm not doing the live reads, pal, so I don't need to get that right. I know you told me, but I'm just saying I've never heard of that in any other circumstance.
Nor have I.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I was told it's case sensitive.
Yeah.
lp.org/FTL, lowercase letters.
There you go. Let's go to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? David. Look, I know I haven't done anything wrong here. I pushed the right buttons. I got the thing open here. Well, I suppose he'll chime in when he if he wants to chime in.
It's possible that something happened with the sound card. Very unlikely, but possible. And if we don't have him, then just go ahead and mute that back up.
What was that story that you had, Daryl? Because I can't remember now.
Backpage has been in the news. And, well, apparently there's an update of sorts on that case. Story comes from...
What is Backpage?
Backpage.com, the second largest online classified ad website behind Craigslist. The CEO and several of the board members of Backpage.com were being charged in California for running an online brothel. That was the charge brought by California Attorney General Kamala Harris.
An online brothel.
Yes.
How does that work?
They claimed that the CEO and the board members were digital pimps.
I thought you meant...
Did they give digital B-stacks?
No, so... One thing that Backpage.com allows that Craigslist does not allow, and Backpage actually sort of came to the forefront when Craigslist several years ago said, we're removing our exotic services section. Backpage says, we've still got it.
Why'd they remove it? Why did Craigslist remove the exotic services section?
Because
pressure from the government?
Threats from some attorneys general.
I see.
And
this is the thing is that I don't think Craigslist makes any money. I don't know how they support themselves. I have no clue.
There are ways where you put in your ad, and there are ways you can pay for, you know, bonus features. Like, I want to put 5 photos instead of 4, and then you've got to pay for that. There are ways you can pay for other things.
And I don't know if they still do it, but in the early days of Craigslist, if you wanted to run an ad advertising a job, companies paid, but people that put in regular ads did not. That was their original model. I don't know if that's changed.
I think that might be true, but I know that you know, there are sort of upsell things where if you're just posting an ad of, I've got free stuff, come pick it up.
Right.
You can post that for free, but if you want to add, you know, X number of pictures, you've got to pay.
Gotcha.
And
sort of like eBay
that, the other thing.
Anything else. That makes sense.
So the Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Michael Bowman issued a tentative ruling on Wednesday saying that the Attorney General of California lacked authority to bring the charges because the Federal Communications Decency Act, which was passed as a way of promoting free speech, actually grants immunity to website operators for content posted by users. Judge Bowman wrote in his 7-page ruling.
Because these exotic services, these adult services, they weren't offering them, that was just a venue upon which they were being offered, then they're not going to be charged.
That's the tentative ruling.
How does this affect the Ross Ulbricht situation?
Well, right now we don't know if it will because this is a tentative ruling. Both sides, the prosecution and the defense, have until December 9th to make motions to the court, and that's when the court will make their final ruling.
But it's still pretty good news.
Yeah,
good news, and I hope that it winds up helping Ross in his appeal.
Okay. And then people can check that out at freeross.org, freeross.org, in order to find out.
R-O-S-S.
Sorry. I'm terrible at spelling things in real life.
Mark is terrible at spelling period, end of sentence.
But I've got spell check, so when I write, I'm okay. I take the time to go through
most
and check
of the
it.
Time.
Yeah. Well, obviously, when you're on Telegram and it doesn't have a spell check feature, you're going to see how bad of a speller I am. Sorry about that. Put in a spell check feature. Go to David in New Mexico, calling in on the regular lines now. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, can you hear me better this time?
Yes.
We didn't hear you at all, so yeah. Anything's better.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know what's up with the Skype. It works one day and not the next, and up, down, but anyhow.
Life's
I wanted to tie a couple things. Yeah, really. I wanted to tie a couple things together from a couple of your phone calls. Oh, first of all, Eastern Oregon, is that you talking about by LeGrand?
I was southwest of Pendleton, if you know where that's at. But I've been to LeGrand a million times, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had some friends in LeGrand, so I know that area a little bit. Yeah,
2 minutes.
There. Anyway, you were talking about that, about a train and how it's designed mainly to make money for government employees, like a lot of other things in our government. And a previous caller was, or an earlier caller was talking about a court case, and the courts are basically the same thing. They're a train that is designed to make money for the people that work in the court system, the lawyers, the judges, the bailiffs, the admins, all those people, the therapists they refer work to, the court order, this program, that program, the other program, the jail.
I saw an amazing statistic online last week. It was that there is one police officer. Now, I probably should check this before I say it on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway. One police officer for every something close to 1.25 violent crimes in the United States. So if you can imagine per year.
Right.
So, I mean, you're hiring a cop essentially to take care of one crime per year. That's a pretty inefficient system. Oh, yeah, we've got the war on drugs and speeding tickets. Go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, right. So the courts like that, and another concept that most people don't understand until it hits them, like the woman with the court case about the land values due to the windmills all around her, stuff like that. Until it hits her personally like that, or until it hits me with my children being disappeared, or until it hits you with whatever, if you're not affected by the court, you really don't think about it, and you don't really go out of your way to help the people that are affected by it. And I like to use an analogy of a herd of zebras or whatever, and the lions come up and they chase the whole herd and they catch one, and then when that one is being caught, the other zebras kind of turn and look over their shoulder at, oh, sorry about your luck,
and then
they run away. 2 minutes later, they're, yeah, and that's how people are. When I call in and I have this problem, with my children or somebody calls in, we generally care, but very few people actually go out of their way to help you fight
off
the lions.
How do they help? Because this is one of the problems, and you're probably going to have to call in and tell me later, but this is one of the problems I have, is I have all kinds of sob stories where people call in, seven nights a week, and they tell some terrible thing that happened to them in their lives, and all I can do is open up the phone lines and let them call in and talk for a few minutes and tell their story, but I can't really end the call with any good advice. I mean, what's the good advice to getting your kids back? There isn't any.
You give them a platform.
Yeah, well, I can give you some insight in that.
You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.